What are you doing?
Don't do that, baby.
Come on now.
As long as my husband keep calling me Juicy,
Juicy.
I got something to shake sugar.
Juicy.
Don't take my juice from
me. You came in here and you was moving, and I'm like, don't come in here twerking just because you got abs.
Whoa.
Some of us got abs that are stealth.
Okay, see, what y'all don't understand is me and my brother, we had a challenge.
Yeah.
From the last time I was here.
Hmm.
And we said that we would do our water.
Drink
we would do
water.
Our walking,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
And we would be as healthy as possible.
Okay.
So when we had our reunion this morning,
uh-huh.
I had to bring mine in
yeah.
to let you see I kept my word.
You kept your word.
Okay.
You
got,
and you
but
saw
then I
me.
Said, what was you doing?
I did not keep my word.
Okay, see, that's the thing. We got, my baby, listen, my brother has abs.
Oh.
They just hiding. Okay, they're not comfortable with the environment right now. Your abs want equality. Let's start it off.
They're like, you never take me nowhere.
But I'm with you all the time. Okay, and see, that's what the problem in my stomach are having, because that stomach
mm-hmm.
is the hardest thing
yeah.
to get rid of, right?
Yeah.
It is.
It's been
and
with you forever.
It's been with me through the good times,
been
the
there.
Bad times,
yeah.
the divorces,
yep.
the marriages, mm. the pregnancies.
The, the parties.
Yeah.
The parties, the belly was right there with
right
you.
Right there.
Yeah.
And now my
yeah.
belly's saying, all of a sudden,
yeah.
you trying to drop me off? I ain't going nowhere. We done been together a long time. All them
Now, you did fight the fight until yesterday. You said you were kidnapped. You were taken against your will.
Come on.
To have Bojangles chicken
oh,
with specifically
so
the Honey Mustard sauce.
Now, see, here's where me and you get ready to fall out.
See,
here's where we get ready
I'm
to fall out. Right?
He's
here's where
out.
We get ready to fall out, because that was a conversation. Off the air.
Right.
You
exactly.
see? Now, people like to keep sharing everything I'm saying. They want to bring it to the public and bust it out. They want to drop off email.
But no,
they want to drop off contracts.
Now,
you want to drop off the Bojangles story. That was between me and you.
That,
friends,
that
how many of us have that?
That is motivation because people who eat that chicken don't get up and do what you did this morning.
Okay.
You worked out. You were like, chicken, you won't rule me. Chicken, you my bitch.
Come on.
Chicken.
Come on, baby.
Chicken, you my...
Come on,
chicken,
listen.
You ain't gonna run this right here.
I like it that my brother said, chicken.
You my bitch.
You my bitch. Okay, because if we really had conversations with our food,
uh-huh.
things would get so much better. Because last
yeah.
night, had I had the opportunity to talk to that chicken breast,
yeah.
had I had a chance to
yeah.
say, you a raggedy bitch. And what you gonna do is get me off my game.
You are fried.
You trying to take me from my family.
You fried and seasoned
oh,
and salted.
And then that bitch talk back. And I love that. But come on and chew me and swallow me. Let me settle into your environment.
Sweet talk.
Mm, come
sweet
on.
Little dance.
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk. Yeah.
Sweet talk.
Yes. Monique, since we're talking about this, I have a question. I want to get your opinion on something. So yesterday, I saw a coworker, a female coworker in the halls, who I haven't seen in probably like a
oh,
month.
No. We
yeah.
told him, don't do this, and you school him.
So,
let him know.
So I noticed that she's looking great. She looks like she's been going to the gym,
yes.
working out, and lost some weight. She was never like overweight, but you could tell the difference, probably 10, 15 pounds.
Yes. Say it like you was going to say it.
I wanted to say, you look great. You look like you lost some weight.
Mm.
Yes.
But everybody was telling me that this day
him,
and
don't
age.
Don't you say that to a woman.
You can't
don't you
comment
say that to a woman.
Positively or negatively
me
about
too,
a woman's
she's
weight.
Looking good, but he came and he said, man, I was going to tell her, you looking good, man. What, you lost some weight
and,
or something?
And now, granted, me and her, we're not like really, we're not good friends.
Uh-huh.
We don't hang out or anything like that. We're
yes.
just cordial office people, hi, bye, things like that. Is it appropriate for me, even in a complimentary way,
yes.
to mention her weight?
Well, let me take it personal.
Okay.
When I first walked in here, now, I don't know this baby.
Right.
We've never gone out to lunch, never gone out to dinner. We've only experienced our moments right here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in here, that baby said, wow, Monique, you look great. I said, thank you, baby, because when we have been working really hard, we don't mind the acknowledgement. See, you
right.
do have some people that say, oh, if you look at me wrong, I'm being harassed. And there's a fine line. But when
yeah.
you say to a woman that in your eyesight, you know what, sister, you look really good. Look like you've been losing some weight. You've been really toning up. Well, if that's offensive, well, damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
it's
happened to somebody
face.
Paying you a compliment saying, you look nice?
We told him, we said, man, you're going to, because we expect what comes. It's like, oh, he came and told me I look good. It's like, because that's something out there that makes the papers.
In the workplace,
that makes
at least.
The news.
But here's the thing. Let it make the news. Let it make the papers.
Well,
what are we telling?
Now when we out here, we like, yo, I got to put
telling
my kid
our
through
babies,
school. I don't want to lose a job by telling somebody they look good. I just need to put these blinders on.
But that's when we totally separate ourselves and it becomes this division.
We're not
so how does a man
anymore.
Say to a woman, or a woman say to a man, or a man say to a man, or a woman say to a woman, I find you attractive. I would like to take you out. I think you're beautiful.
It takes the romance, the seduction.
Now it's let's go onto the Facebook. Mm-hmm. Let's make pretend we can look like anything we want to look like. So my humble opinion, baby, let that lady know she looked nice. Let her know she lost a couple pounds. It's like, y'all, we becoming punks.
Yeah, and you know what? And if you get kicked out, you know what? Go stay with Monet.
If you get kicked out, then baby, we will boycott their asses too. You know I'm a BC woman. Boycott! If they kick you out, we will boycott their asses too.
See Monique online. Look, Dobby got fired and we boycotting.
Wow, 94.1, we are boycotting because Dobby got fired for telling somebody they look nice.
They look beautiful, exactly.
What kind of messy mess is that? Now my baby said we're gonna talk the talk this morning.
No, you know what though? We're talking right now because this is it. Because your drama is not your definition. I don't call it that. You got headlines all over, but you're still Monique. I'm not gonna sit you down here and be like, so let's talk about this web service of movies because this is what's headline. No, we got a vibe first because everybody got to know. First of all, you here for business.
Come on,
the Improv.
We got four shows.
We got shows
now.
First.
I believe three of them are sold out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's not in here to sell tickets.
I believe three of them are sold out, but they say. That I don't, they say, well, ain't nobody coming to see Monique.
Oh, no,
now, what I'm
going to
tell you,
they
can't just
heard that too, Monique.
They didn't say that. They know you selling these tickets. They compared club work to arenas.
Yes.
They compared that. And yes. I get that, but it ain't like you can't. You're not doing.
Let me tell you something.
Because I can't see you unplugging from whatever your life is in Hollywood and all this stuff to do a tour. Because that's a commitment, personally, is what I say as a fan. Now, what do you want to say?
Well, what I'll say is I'm a stand-up comedian. And when you see brothers like Kevin Hart, Jerry Seinfeld, Andrew Dice Clay, they go back to the clubs because that's where we stay fresh.
That's where you gig.
That's what we do. So may it be a comedy club stage, may it be a Verizon stage, may it be the liquor store on 15th and 3rd, and
there's
four people in
shows.
There, and we get ready to get down with the get down.
Yeah.
A stage is a stage.
Yep.
But what we do is we get caught up in the fluff. Oh, well, you didn't sell it in an arena. Well, baby, listen. Who does? Who does? So now don't start speaking to me like, oh, well, everybody sells out arenas.
Yeah.
Who does? Now, it was a tour called the Kings and Queens of Comedy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where we sold out the Atlanta Dome.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to discuss that. It's like, for black people, it is, what have you done lately? For white people, it's you're only as good as your last project.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think it devalues... Wait, we're on with Monique right now. She's in the building and we're having a great time. And this is part of the talk. So I don't want anybody to think we in here fighting.
Listen,
because
baby.
We're not. Because you know, when we hugged, we said we going to talk. And we looked at each other and said, we going to talk for real.
Just conversations in our society today, they've become fights.
Right.
And it's like when you say, don't tell somebody they look nice. Don't do this. Don't do that. Well, now you're buying into the system to say, I'm going to believe if I tell a woman or if I tell a man, I said, you've been working out. You look good. That might turn into something.
Yeah.
So then it says to you, I say to you, well, what do you tell your children?
Words have value. We should be able to use words.
Right.
We should be able to communicate.
Right.
I agree with that. When you look at the situation and do you regret the way you approached it with what you just said? You said black people, white people, because people ran to the fact that Dave Chappelle just got a bag from Netflix.
Yes.
That, you know, that Dion Cole and Tiffany Haddish and all these people that are out there doing it now are getting there. So did it devalue what you were saying because you included race?
No, it didn't devalue it at all. Because when you ask the questions, and I'll ask you, tell me what female black comedian got the bag.
I mean, it's hard.
I want you to go back in history. Now I want you to catch us up to 2018.
It's hard.
Just give me one.
It's hard. I mean, you talk about black comedians, you're talking about all of you, you know, the queens, you're talking about the Whoopies, you're talking
give
about
the one. Like, well, Whoopies
nobody,
not.
But nobody got that Eddie Murphy, that Richard Pryor, that Sunset Strip, that Raw Delirious, that Andrew Dice Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got that.
Well, let me take Whoopi out of it.
That.
Because Whoopi's not a stand-up comedian.
Well, she was.
No, she was not. Whoopi was never a stand-up comedian.
All those comedic... Whoopi was... What was that? Comedy for AIDS with Robin Williams and all that? What was that?
What she was an actress trying to prove to an industry that she could do this. That's why she did the one-woman show. She was never a stand-up comedian.
That was Broadway.
But we don't know that information. We just want to keep
putting her in the book. But she got the Grammy for a stand-up because that was the category. So they included her in that category. So that's how she's able to claim that. But you're saying she didn't really gig and go out and work.
Tell me what she got a Grammy for.
I think she got a Grammy. She got a Grammy for her stand-up album, I believe.
Now, here's what I want you to do.
I don't know that to be true. I don't know that for sure.
That's why I say to folks, do your research, because this is powerful. Behind this microphone and to be on TV, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And we know that a lie will travel around the world twice before the truth even gets out the door.
Absolutely.
So,
but I mean, what she got it for?
Best comedy album. Yeah,
best comedy album.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why she was considered a comedian. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the deal is, I'm just saying, when you look at it, because everybody heard boycott Netflix and they're like, okay, all right, what's going on? And then they hear, all right, it was racial and it's gender.
Yes.
And they're like, well, wait, Amy Schumer got this, so it can't be gender. And they're like, oh, well, Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart and everybody on Netflix getting this. It can't be racial. So everybody just started to whittle away at the argument.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So that we don't whittle away from it and we understand it. Dave Chappelle got $20 million, right?
Yeah.
Tell me the last time Dave Chappelle was on TV.
Oh, man.
Well, he left the country.
8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years
and
ago.
Please understand this. Dave Chappelle is a legend.
Yeah.
And he is an icon. And every dime he got, he deserved. Now, Chris Rock. When's the last time Chris Rock's been on TV?
It's been a minute. Okay. Everybody loves Chris.
Every dime Chris Rock got, he deserved because he's a legend and an icon. Tell me the last time Amy Schumer was on TV.
The train wreck movie that was like HBO. That was
TV.
Yeah. No, it was on HBO.
It was on HBO. And when was that?
That was years ago, like 4 years ago.
Okay. So when you say the race and the gender bias went out the door, well, let's discuss it. When you look at the resumes, right? And if you sit my resume down and you sit it down with Chris, Dave, and Amy, and you look at all of our resumes, tell me what's different.
What's different between the four?
Yeah.
I mean, the resumes, you have an Oscar. You have, you know, you've done the Queens of Comedy tour, you know, that's different than what they've done. None of them are Oscar winners.
So even if we take the Oscar, take that one trophy out. When I made the statement that I was the most decorated comedian alive, people said, oh, how could Monique say that? Is she crazy? But then when we pulled up facts, then people said, oh, well, okay, well, maybe. What happens is oftentimes we're afraid to tell the truth. So then we'll fall back on, well, how can it be gender bias? Well, if you look at the resumes, what is it about Dave and Chris that would garner them $20 million? But you offer me $500,000. Now, Netflix said Monique is a legend. Well, if Monique is a legend based off of y'all admission, and you say Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are legends, well, are they $19.5 million more than me? Amy Schumer, who has said, I'm not a legend, and I shouldn't get what they're getting, but I should get more than the $11 million that you offered me.
Was that better in the negotiation process? Like, was her negotiators better?
Well, if you let me finish, because if you...
I'm intrigued.
Netflix came back and said, there is no negotiation. If you go to my Instagram right now, we put out the contract, and then we put out the follow-up.
There was no... How did nobody know? So everybody who got $20 million and $13 million, that was the number off rip?
I can't speak for them. I know Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, and she said, wait a minute, that's inequality because they're men and they got 20. I'm a woman. I don't think I should get what they get because they're legends.
Yeah.
And I'm not, but I should get more. And Netflix agreed. That's negotiating. So if we don't have to discuss
it. So they didn't want to negotiate with you, but they negotiated with her.
Well, what we can do is go to the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. You will see the contract. And then you will see Netflix follow up. After we got back together as a team, we're going to keep it what it is.
Okay.
So when people say all these negotiations, guys, I've been doing it for almost 30 years. I got the best team in the business. And that team is my husband, Sydney, and our attorney, Ricky Anderson. And people keep saying, Monique, you need new management. And I say, why? Well, because they don't know how to negotiate for you. And I said, really? Well, let's talk about it. See, it is difficult when someone says no, because those lowball offers, they're not new.
No. And everybody who has even been discussing this has all said that's the one part that everybody can sing in unison, like, we shall overcome. So, like, because it's been underpayment.
Do we keep accepting? Do we keep accepting these lowball offers? Or do we have to take a stand? So the offers for a black actress or woman of color in Hollywood, it's extremely low. But then when you get a rumor placed on you that you're difficult and demanding, then they become even lower.
Now, that goes to another thing, and I want to talk to you about that, too. And we're going to talk about it a lot. But we got to remind everybody, first of all, improv this weekend.
Oh, baby.
Four shows. Y'all already know.
Listen, ain't no mama here. Yeah. But I think that these
there's
conversations.
There are three shows that are sold out. There's one that's available for you, 813-864-4000. That's the business right there. All right, let's get that out of the way. I just got to make sure everybody know.
Chunky people stick together.
Be clear.
You see what I'm saying, baby?
Be clear. Now I want to take one break because you mentioned the rumor.
But here's what I have to
the
do with you, though.
Part.
When we come back from the break, I don't want you and I to start doing Q&A. I want you to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Because oftentimes people get afraid to answer the questions and they'll just keep asking questions.
No.
But when I say, tell me what you think.
Yeah, that's
before,
what.
When we come back from this break, tell
but
me
you're
what
gonna
you
you're going to be able
think.
To fill us in on parts that we aren't aware of.
But with the parts you do know.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Come
all
on,
right,
baby.
So Monique's in the building. Be very clear. We're coming right back. We're going to talk about this because we got to talk about she's a rapper now because she got beef with all kind of people.
No. Right? I'm too damn old to have beef, baby. I don't need beef no more, okay?
Coming back. It is your freak show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We are in the building with Monique right now, having that talk, talking that talk, like Khaled talk, that cloth talk.
That's what it
that
is.
That special cloth talk.
I like
in
the
here.
Honesty. Yeah, you know, we're getting down to it.
We're getting in. We're getting to the crux of it. We're talking.
Yes.
We're having a conversation.
We're having fun, though, at the same
and
time.
We're using our words.
You,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I got to share this, too. I did an interview with some brothers named, it was the Bernie and Sid Show out of New York, right? And Bernie is a strong Republican, baby, and a strong Donald Trump supporter. And Sid is a Democrat.
Okay.
Right? So when I go into the interview, I'm already going in with a preconceived notion that I'm going to have to defend myself to this white man as this Trump supporter. And I'm ready, right? Because I'm just like, I know he can't understand the plight of a black woman.
Okay.
5 minutes into the story, he shut the show down. And he said, Monique, we stand with you with this boycott with Netflix. It is straight up racism, and I can't see how anyone else can't see it. He said, and it is gender bias, because in my book, you are a legend. So I can't understand if Chris and Dave are legends, why wouldn't you get what Chris and Dave are getting? And these were white men. And the reason why I bring that up is because when I sit down with my white brothers, and they can see right through it. There is no, let's question it, let's pick it apart. They can see right through it. But when I sit down with some of my brothers, not all of them, some of them that look just like me, it becomes a, well, I don't know. And I say that because I had an interview with Steve Harvey the other day. And Steve Harvey's exact words were, Mo, you right. And I know you ain't lying. But could you have done it another way? And I said, Steve, we've tried ad nauseum to do it another way. I know, Mo, but man, you right, Mo. Because I said, when have you ever known me to be a liar? I don't.
I mean, there are people out there who are ill-informed if they just gonna call you a liar. I mean, that throws somebody aside, and that's kind of offensive. My thing is, I'm not in your world, so I ask questions because you have a perspective that I don't have.
Yes.
So as us just in the street who watch Stranger Things or whatever on Netflix, we like, wait, we quick at Netflix. Wait.
Well,
let
me ask you something.
What we do? Like,
this
you know,
will bring it home between you and I. If your daughter came to you, and she said. Well, let me say your mama.
Okay.
I make it real close to her.
Hey, mama. Hope you listen.
Hey, mama. And your mama came to you and she said, baby, I've been on my job for 28 years.
Okay.
And they brought in this new girl. And she got about 10 years of experience. And if it wasn't for me, for the doors I opened up, baby.
Oh, see that.
And for the pain I had to take.
Stop now.
Now, they're going to give this woman They giving her triple my salary.
Somebody give me a Molotov cocktail. Mm-hmm. We about to burn this bitch.
They gave me triple. They gave her triple my salary, baby. Do you think I should be quiet, or what do you think I should do?
I think my mama should, we should go up there with the Fight the Power t-shirts on and get up, mama. You let go of my mama money.
When you make it personal, because you have to ask the question, whenever has America stood behind a black woman?
Let me ask you this, and I know we're not just because you got to go and everything else, but I want to ask: Netflix is being racist in your mind? Mm-hmm. Then let me ask this: did HBO do the same thing? Because they used to be the comedy leader, they used to be the comedy.
I can't answer
they used to be
for
the
another
standard.
Network, but what I will say is,
but I mean, as a comedian, they used to be the standard. Like if you had an HBO special or a Showtime special, that was the big thing before the Netflixes and all them came about. So
when
were
I did
they
business with HBO. HBO treated me very fairly. Very
respectful. So they were better at it.
When I did business with HBO,
they treated you respectfully.
They treated me with respect.
And I ask that because we're going from a place where we used to have movie houses and like HBO, Home Box Office, Showtime, and now we've gotten to these internet plays that are cheaper. They do the content, but they roll it out in a cheaper way, and it's more active. It's on your phone, everything else. So are they aware of the business enough? Like those people who ran the other things to do it right. That might be a difference in how they're approaching it. They're wrong because I don't know who runs Netflix. Are they Hollywood people? Are they good?
Well, actually, the brothers that run Netflix used to run the DVD, you know,
Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
But here's what I'll ask
you. Okay, now I'm just saying. That don't sound like Hollywood. That sound like Blockbuster.
Here's what I'll ask you.
They might be making mistakes because they ain't prepared. They got a bag.
Well,
they got big money to pass out, but they not
the questions
Hollywood
that I've asked
etiquette.
You, when I said, when has America ever stood behind a black woman?
I've stood behind black. There are people out there trying to get Oprah to run for president. People stand for black women. I stand for my mama. I was just getting ready to burn down the place with my mama. Okay. My mama a black woman. I stand
for
her.
When you say we stand for it, why is it that what I'm saying seems to be out there? Because what I'm saying is, guys, it's called inequality. And whenever have we had equality, not just in Hollywood, across the board? Because now you have women coming out saying, I'm not paid fairly either, Monique, and I work at this place. I'm not paid fairly either, Monique, and I work at this place. See, we get caught up in the numbers.
You're right. Oh, you're right.
We get caught up in the numbers.
I don't think the numbers should matter because I don't think people should be counting your money.
And you make $20 an hour, but they want to offer you $6.50. Do you take it?
No, I don't think you take it. I don't think you take it.
Because
I think you go get another job.
But do you speak on it?
So could you? Yeah, I think you speak on it. But should you have just gone and said, you know what? Y'all can't afford Monique. So I'm going over here because I think that's what Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes said they offered her less money than they gave you. And she said, I'm taking my talents and I'm going to South
and
Beach
Wanda
like LeBron.
Wanda's way. And I respect my baby because that's a legend and an icon.
I love Wanda.
And she was on the top 100 best comedians in the history. And she was the only black woman on there. So you would say, how does she get offered $250,000?
They offered her $250,000.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking the Netflix people just don't know Hollywood etiquette. They trying to get over where they get over. They pay the bag where they see the clicks, the likes, the whatever, because they going off a different thing. But HBO and Showtime, who treated you, you know, well, the people who you dealt who were really in the business.
HBO was more respectful.
I feel like HBO was more movie-ish and more like we run it like Hollywood than we just run it like the new net
app.
See,
I can't speak on people's business.
Yeah.
I can only speak on the business
with
of
you?
Monique
yeah.
and what happened. And again, I'm asking you a question that you keep avoiding. Or you're
I'm not avoiding
answering.
It. I'm not avoiding it. You asked me who got the most money.
Let me ask you the question. If Dave Chappelle's resume is what his is, if Chris Rock's is what his is, and mine is what mine is, you don't think that's gender bias?
I didn't see it as gender bias. I honestly didn't.
What did you see it as?
I hadn't thought about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's the thing, brother. We got to think about it. I didn't think it was gender bias, but if you say, well, your resume, when I think about it, is bigger than theirs. Those are your words. Because you got this and this and this. And then when I say, well, they offered me $500,000. And they offered them $19.5 million more.
Mm. The big
you don't think that that's a problem?
Is there a price you would have expected? Is there...
Did you have a number when you walked
I'm
in
gonna
in your
stop
head?
Letting y'all play me like y'all are these journalists and you're not human because I'm asking questions.
Right.
And that's the conversation. So I'm asking you as a woman,
mm-hmm.
What was different?
I'm not sure the behind the scenes, honestly, with negotiations. People have brought that up before, but there is such a big difference in those numbers. I would have personally had a massive problem with that. And I see why you came out and you wanted to boycott Netflix because of it. I understand why you did that.
That's it. That's the bottom line. It's like, guys, and see what happens is when people said, and there are a lot of people saying, Mo, we stand with you. And I don't want to exclude those people.
No,
because
no.
There are people out there saying, Mo,
you got fans and supporters.
Crowd.
You got shows sold out. People are backing you regardless.
But I think people are backing what's right, not just Monique.
But I mean, but you're the person who's saying it, so they're backing you. I mean, everybody wants equality, like you said, for our moms, for people we have a vested interest in because we know them. But they don't know you. They are a fan of yours. And they're like, okay, some people are like, man, she's crazy. Other people are like, no, she's right. I've seen people on the, who was it, Lonnie and a whole bunch of like comedians that you've been on TV with who like, yo, it is a disparity out there. It's always been there, you know? I mean, and that's where we get into real more transparency. You're talking about this. That we didn't know about, that we hadn't thought about.
I'm not going to let us sit here and act like we don't know that there's racism.
Well, no, no,
and gender bias.
I'm talking about comedian pay rates. No. I don't know people what they get for money. I don't know.
We're talking about it across the board, and if we talk about it across the board, when I make statements like, "When has America stood behind a black woman?" When I make statements like that, let me tell you what I mean, so I can be clear. When you look at the pay scales across the board, we're at the bottom of it. Across the board.
Right. I heard that said yesterday. It's white men, it's white women,
black men,
black women.
Right.
In the pay scale. I've heard that.
Across the board.
Right.
So if it's across the board and Monique says, hey guys, this is inequality. Now, I've had one sister say, Monique, that's just the way it is. And I had to say to her, that's the same thing they said about slavery. That's why it went on for hundreds of years. Inequality has gone on for hundreds of years because we have people that will say, that's just the way it is.
Let me ask you this. I mean, and I don't want you yelling at me about asking a question.
I know, baby, you can't. And that's why I'm trying to hang in there with my brother. I want you to read this.
I want to ask you, though, what happened?
He can't handle serious questions.
Who?
I'm trying to learn.
I'm like, I know you got to go. It's 9:03. All right, let me just ask you this. When they offered you bad money, and you decided that I'm not going to do this.
Yes.
And had they offered you something that was on par.
Yes.
$13 million. Had they said, we want to give you $13 million, come do this. You would have done a release and it would have been comedic to raves or whatever. And everybody would have been fans of it and everything. It would have been success like we've always seen. But the equality, inequality in the pay scale would have still been going on. So what I'm asking is
great
that
question.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I get that you're saying that this thing is something that we need to attack. But yes. Had they done business correctly, it would have still been going on and people would have still been victimized at it.
That's a great question, baby. And I'm glad me and you stayed in it all the way through. See, there have been so many conversations I've had behind the scenes about inequality. There have been so many conversations that you don't know about.
Right.
That I didn't feel like I got to go public because we had to have those fights behind the scenes. And oftentimes having those fights behind the scenes because they're not made public, you're right. It's still allowed to go on because though we fix your situation, we don't have to fix her situation because we only know about your situation.
Mm-hmm, right.
So what happens is if we don't speak up about it and had they said, Monique, we'll give you $13 million. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. But to come back with $500,000 and there is no negotiation. Well, if you're saying that about me, what are you saying to Samoa? What are you saying to Adele? What are you saying to Miss Laura? What are you saying to Tiffany Haddish? What are you saying to Sheryl Underwood? What are you saying to Wanda Sykes? Now, these are six women, the queens of comedy, Wanda Sykes, Lunell, that people will consider, is this the generation now? They're their legends.
Mm-hmm.
But if you offer me $500, what does that leave for the rest of my sisters?
Now, what I will say is that we saw it with Kevin Spacey's issue where they had to reshoot his movie and Mark Wahlberg got, for the reshoots, got
$1.3 million.
And they gave Michelle Williams $8 an hour.
And if you remember,
it's $1,000.
Everybody was in an uproar. It was $1 million difference.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today covered it. Washington Post, it was an uproar. Now, Michelle Williams, who was our sister, she's in the business. She got paid $1,000 to do a reshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Marky Mark, he's going to always be Marky Mark.
Yep.
I don't give a damn. That's Marky Mark.
I'm trying
right?
to use his real
that's
government
Marky
name.
Mark in she's the like, underwear, yeah. baby.
That's Calvin Klein, Marky Mark.
Everybody said, oh, my God, how could that happen? But nobody's up in arms over a $12.5 million difference or a $19.5 million difference.
That's why I'm pointing it out, though, that it's all of those that you mentioned, and it's even reaching across the board, too. So where it's the gender is stronger, not stronger, but a more prominent, because you see that as evidence.
So you don't see, as you said, I didn't see where it was gender bias.
I didn't see it because I don't know everybody's prices is what I was saying. You're giving us information where I'm like, whoa.
You see now?
Whoa. I'm saying, like when you told me Wanda and they're like, you know, like and the fact that she was in the top 100, I didn't even know. And the only black woman in the top 100. We just don't know those things.
Monique, but I feel like equally as offensive as the low pay that they tried to give you is the fact that they didn't let you negotiate. Do you feel like it was one of those situations that you should, they felt like you should just be happy that we're even considering you?
Davi, I need you and him to switch positions.
Hey, switch sides.
What you saying, Davi, is I ain't no punk.
Right. You didn't get the chance to get at, to say I counter offer.
Can you pull up?
Yes.
Is it the Real Mo Worldwide? The Instagram page? Mm-hmm. Pull it up. You'll see the offer, and then you'll see their letter that comes back.
But he asked you, is that equally as offensive that they wouldn't even allow you to counter or any of that? Because you used to that.
Why wouldn't I?
That's standard business in your world with movies, standard with business. Anything that you are allowed to, like what they do on the Cosmic Show, they write a letter and write a number and push it over, and then they write a number and push it back. That's
why wouldn't I be given the same benefit?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Do you think that's fair?
I'm not, just stop treating me like I'm the judge.
But no, me and you having a conversation.
We are, but with the whole world. We're well past where we were supposed to, because she mad at
but
me
you
over
know
here.
What? It's all right, because I want to have this conversation
yeah.
with you. I'm asking you.
Is it right?
Now
no.
Now that you know the information.
I don't think that that's right. I don't think that that's right.
Do you see a gender problem with men and women?
I still don't, I see a difference. My thing is, when I look at everybody from Aziz, from everybody else, whatever, all those comedies guys that are on Netflix, I can't call them all legends, but all of the ones that's on your Netflix screen, I don't know what they got paid, but I know that if you're telling me that the comedians are being treated the way that you just described, that's a huge gender gap. But I didn't know that just scrolling through Netflix. I don't know who got paid. Like, it's almost like they need to put their price thing on the CD sleeve. So when you're scrolling through, you're like, ooh, why he only get $1 million and they got 20? Ooh, they got overpaid right there. Because, I mean, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm the one that loves Dave Chappelle, but I realized that one of them specials that came out was kind of garbage. I'm like, so did they get a discount on that?
And here's
like,
why
you know
I
what I'm saying?
You.
So I don't know that.
Let me tell you why I love your little chunky smiling ass. Because you are that person that says, Monique, explain it, because I simply don't know it.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm
absolutely.
Not trying to debate. I just don't know
it. I'm obviously proudly
and
ignorant
I appreciate
about
that
stuff.
About
I would tell you.
But once
me.
You find out.
Yeah.
See, that's when it gets different.
Oh, yeah.
Once you find out, do you then speak on it?
No, I'm not watching Stranger Things silent? No more. I'm with Monique.
So what my baby is saying right now for all the listeners in the Bay Area, we are going to boycott Netflix until they treat female comedians of color with equality.
Until Monique give me the go, I ain't watching y'all Stranger Things. I mean, I've already lost my house of cards.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's a wrap. I mean, I'm going back to On Demand.
We love you, baby. We love you.
Wait, the business is you at the Improv this weekend, and y'all got to get your tickets fast. They open at 10 o'clock, so 813-864-4000. There might be 7 left. All right, y'all get them tickets and go out and see Mo. She'll explain a lot of this to her, and she'll give you
with
a
some
5
spicy
minute,
words.
She'll give you a 5-minute hug and say in your ear, yes, baby.
Didn't I?
You did. You held on to me. You said, yes, baby. And we gonna talk. Yes. Monique, I love you. And I told you when I walked
sweetness.
In, I said, this ain't a Hollywood love. I love you because
yes.
you're always sweet to me. And I always gauge people off of my interaction with them.
Yes.
So I didn't look at anything online and say that I need to approach her this way. I'm going to always approach you the way I do because
yes.
that's how we deal.
And I love you for
and
it.
And you educated a lot of people about your position this morning so they can't just discard you as crazy. Now
yeah.
people got a better conversation to have. And that's something that legends and leaders do.
And they can keep the crazy on that, baby. Sometime I'm 51-50.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't back up.
Y'all
Buddy this weekend at the Improv. All right, stars in the building.
Love you, baby.